This is Laura Dierdo with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Siri Nelson, President and CEO, and Mindy DeNovaro, Executive Director of Marshall Foundation for Community Health. Siri, Mindy, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
Thanks for having us.
Now, I'm looking forward to our conversation. I know we're going to be talking about philanthropy and some of the things that you're doing at Marshall Foundation to really grow and develop the philanthropy programs at Marshall Medical Center. But before we dive in, I was wondering, could you tell us a little bit more about yourselves and really the organization?
Yeah, sure. This is Siri. I can start. I'm the president and CEO of Marshall. I have been here just over 5 years. And Marshall is a community-based, not-for-profit, I call us a mini integrated delivery system in El Dorado County. We sit on the western slope of the Sierra Nevadas, sort of in between Sacramento and South Lake Tahoe. We are the acute care side of the house is about 111 beds. We have a trauma center. We have a cancer center. We have a medical foundation with about 28 different sites. And we really focus on the western slope of El Dorado County, so anywhere from the summit down to the Sacramento area. We've been here since 1959, so celebrated our 65th year. So Marshall's eligible for Medicare. And really proud of our community roots, which is one of the things that really helps us with our philanthropic effort, is our connection to our community.
Awesome. Well, I'm Mindy DeNovaro, and I'm the executive director of the Marshall Foundation for Community Health, which is the fundraising arm of Marshall. I have been in healthcare philanthropy for over 30 years. I've been with Marshall for 2.5 years. The foundation was established, we just celebrated our 50th anniversary. We were established in November of 1974 as the Marshall Hospital Foundation. Since our inception, we've raised over $13 million in support of Marshall and community health initiatives. And I'm really thrilled to say that we just had our anniversary gala and we exceeded $250,000 raised from the gala, which is really landmark for the foundation. And I'm just so thrilled to, share what we're doing at Marshall in terms of healthcare philanthropy, some of the initiatives that we've been doing. And Laura, this is so timely because I just returned from the Association of Healthcare Philanthropies International Conference in San Diego. So I have some new trends and new things that I think will be really of interest to your audience.
Well, that's amazing to hear, and congratulations on a successful gala. I think, it certainly speaks volumes to the work that you're doing within the community that so many want to be supportive and make sure that access to care continues. Now, as you mentioned, we can dig right in here. What are some of those trends that you're seeing in hospital philanthropy today? How is the landscape evolving, and what should leaders know?
So healthcare philanthropy was kind of a nice to have, but now it is imperative and it is a need to have due to, shrinking reimbursement, changing, healthcare, hospital reimbursement, et cetera. It used to be that it was like the 80-20 rule. So, 80% of the funds raised came from 20% of the donors. But one of the changes we're seeing is it is now more like 95-5. So 5% of donors are giving 95% of the funds to support the causes. A couple other, changes and trends that we're seeing. One of the staples of healthcare philanthropy was direct mail or direct response, where you mailed things to your grateful patients and to your community. It used to be a staple, right? And so donors would give, smaller amounts through direct mail. That trend is shifting. Individuals now, that sector is decreasing. So smaller donations are kind of going away, but there is an increase in larger donations. So there's a big shift and a paradigm shift from people that would give 25 a year to the hospital or health system to some of those are shrinking and larger gifts are increasing. So that's a very interesting, you know, trend in healthcare philanthropy. So no, that's one thing that we are seeing.
Well, that's fascinating to hear. And knowing it and seeing the shift of more large donors versus, you know, several smaller donors, how do you adjust your efforts, or how do you kind of capitalize on that differently than what you've done in the past?
Well, one of the things that we really look at is look at our patient population, look at our community, and try and match our donors, you know, our needs, and to where they can make the biggest impact with their donation. You know, we still need to do donor acquisition, which is what direct mail is for predominantly, but really trying to expand the offerings that we give to the community and engaging our community more, not just through giving, but also through volunteering, serving on our boards. We have a patient and families advisory council that gets people engaged with our institution, and that has helped move our needle when it comes to philanthropic investment in Marshall.
So, Laura, this is Siri. I would just add that I think from my perspective, philanthropy and philanthropic efforts have really become part of the strategic efforts of the entire organization. So it's not separate anymore. We are connected so that the work that Mindy is doing in the Marshall Foundation for Community Health is intimately connected with the strategic goals of the organization. And so we really are partners in this endeavor and really trying to raise money, not for Marshall necessarily, but raise money to improve the health and well-being of our overall community. And Marshall can help do that, but that's really our bigger goal, is thinking about how we can make a difference for our community.
I love that. I think, you know, it's so beneficial to have that kind of guiding light in terms of where you want to go and thinking about the community first. And then that partnership really to continue to forge those synergies and the relationship of what you can do. You know, when you do have the right funding, then, you know, there's so many other possibilities open up to serve patients and communities better. I'm wondering, what are some of the factors that you anticipate that will continue to affect philanthropic giving over the next 2 to 3 years? I know there's a lot of changes that have happened in the recent past, and I can imagine, you know, will continue to affect the way people interact with their healthcare organizations in philanthropy in particular.
So a few of the factors that, you know, we're looking at that will affect, you know, philanthropic giving is the economy. When people have to make choices between putting bread on their food on their table versus giving, and that's where some of the lower level donors are going away. So that's one thing. The economy will have an impact. It won't have an impact on the mega gifts. It won't have an impact on the transformational gifts, but it will have an impact over the next 2 to 3 years on the everyday donations. The other place is we really need to look at how we talk about healthcare philanthropy, how we talk about our health system, how we position ourselves as the charity of choice for our communities, and also show our donors the difference their dollars can make, not only in their lives, but in the lives of others, in the lives of the community, for those that are the underserved population, and just for the overall health of the community. The other big trend, which is fascinating, there was a lot of talk about this at the Association of Healthcare Philanthropy Conference, is what impact artificial intelligence, AI, will have. Both improving our efficiency through analytics, how we interact with donors, back to the direct mail piece, you know, most donors and younger generations, they don't even look at mail. They want things through their phone. They want an app. They want a text. So how artificial intelligence and the AI evolution, that will really impact philanthropy over the next 2 to 3 years. They actually have avatars that are frontline fundraisers that will interact with a donor and then transfer them to a live person if the donor is so inclined. So it's really fascinating the impact AI is having.
That is really interesting to hear. And certainly I know across the board, AI has really made a big difference in a good many areas. And so it's just interesting to hear that, how it's impacting philanthropy as well. And the way that people, as you mentioned, are changing how they think about giving, the way that they interact with the community around them, even to look at, you know, apps and text messages and really thinking through what could be most meaningful. So it's just fascinating to hear you talk through all of this. And you know, I really am curious, when you look into the future, what are you excited about? What do you have planned for Marshall over the next couple of years?
So this is Siri. I think we're very optimistic about the future. I know people can get, pessimistic about where the hospital industry goes, where the provider industry is going. But I am very excited about Marshall's future. We are absolutely in an abundance mindset. We are looking to grow as an organization. I think with Mindy's partnership, we're looking at some potential major transformational gifts that can really make a difference in our community. So we're looking at health education, we're looking at changing the landscape of how we deliver care. So I'm very excited about where we're going. I think Mindy's done an amazing job of connecting us with a broader audience to get us, as a small independent organization surrounded by big systems, it takes a lot for us to get noticed. And I think Mindy has really helped us connect with the right people who can help us get our message out there, because we really believe that we do healthcare better, and we want to be able to share that with our community.
100%. Well, thank you for the kind words. I'm just so thrilled to be here. You know, I've been here a really short time in the scheme of things, but, you know, in 2.5 years, we've really done an incredible job, and I am so excited just from the foundation that we've laid for the foundation and where we're moving. We have such great opportunity, and to Siri's point, you know, Marshall really is a very special place. Being independent, serving both rural and an urban community, we have the opportunity to change and save lives through philanthropic investment in our organization. I look forward to, speaking with you again in a couple of years and sharing with you, how far we've come. But the opportunity for transformational gifts, the opportunity to serve underserved populations, and to just build on the great quality that Marshall offers is, I'm just through the roof excited about the opportunities.
That's amazing to hear. It sounds like, really a lot to be excited about, looking forward to as healthcare continues to grow and evolve. And I love that outlook and outset of thinking through how you can really serve communities better and what really you can do to make a difference there. So thank you so much, Siri and Mindy, for joining the podcast with me today. I really appreciate our conversation. It's been a lot of fun, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.
Thanks for having us. Thank you so much.